Deliverance of Stars. Father God, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I identify the coordinates of the listener's star and the entity lording over it, overtaking these things with my archy. And I call my archy charged with the names of God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Ra'ah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Gabor, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Issus, Jehovah Hosinu, Jehovah Kana, Jehovah Kail, Jehovah Milkama, El Shaddai, El Elyon, El Olam, El Roy Yeshua HaMashiach. I furthermore interface my archy with the seven spirits of God, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. I invite the living letters into my archy in order to vibrate in accordance with their resonant frequencies, bringing heaven and earth into alignment. I establish my star as a power core, supercharging my archy through alignment and interface. I superimpose my mountain and open up trade routes into heavenly places in Christ Jesus, imposing the government and jurisdiction of Zion. I call for the heavenly cosmic records to be pulled up, and for the record of injustices performed by the evil entity lording over this star to be extracted and detailed. I furthermore declare that upon the reading of these injustices, every gate, barrier, frequency, equation, cloaking device, force field, sacred geometry, DNA matrix, apex of time, formula, or defensive protocol that would otherwise guard or protect human fragments, spirit, soul, or body held by the entity in its person, breastplate, clothing, crown, scepter, throne, or anything else under its jurisdiction are collapsed and moved out of the way. It is written in John 8:36 that he whom the Son is set free is free indeed. And it is written in Isaiah 45:2 that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in two the bars of iron. I speak that all human parts are collected to third heavenly places for processing, and that their testimonies of injustice are presented before the courts of heaven and weighed on the scales of justice on the basis of the witness against the evil entity. I volley against it weapons of warfare. I release lightning, hailstones, tsunamis of living water, the east winds of judgment, the plague, confusion, fear of the day and fear of the night, the hiss of the Lord that brings the bees and flies, ravenous beasts, and the broom of destruction, the threshing sledge, the war horses of heaven, and chariots of fire. I declare that the entity and its underlings are dislodged, and that their power over this star and over all other hijacked stars is now being taken away by force as judgment is rendered. I speak that its scepter, crown, throne, and other elements of influence and lordship are shattered by the power of the blood of Jesus, and I call the listener's star set free. I furthermore move to identify the cords plugging this star into evil agendas, facilities, strongholds, laboratories, and realms in the heavens and on the earth. I call the cords severed along with all of their backup programs to infinity and end the powering up of evil agendas with the listener's star. I furthermore call for the river of living water flowing from the throne of God to run through this star in order to cleanse it, redeem it, and restore it to its first estate. I also call for the bread of life to be delivered and ministered to the listener's star, and that it would be baptized in the fire of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting this star free. Amen.